I told you how yesterday, June 12, was the anniversary of the first blood transfusion to a human being. It took place in 1887. And as I said earlier, this is National Blood Donor Week. It's a celebration of the 500,000 Australians who give blood and a reminder of the need for more of us to roll up our sleeves and donate. Australia needs 25,000 donations every single week. That's a new donor every 5 minutes. One in three Australians will need blood in their lifetime, but only one in 30 of us currently donates. Today, in a bid to get more people to donate, an event called Bloody Great Friday is being launched. It's what's described as the Red Cross Blood Service's first 24-hour donate-a-thon. It's taking place from 7 o'clock tonight in both Sydney and Brisbane. For my Sydney listeners, go to the Town Hall Donor Centre, 483 George Street in the city. For my Brisbane listeners, go to the CBD Donor Centre, 288 Edward Street. I'll give you all those between now and 9 o'clock too. For more information, go to donateblood.com.au or call 13 14 95. Let me look at it from a couple of different aspects. Nikki Breen is a spokesperson for the Blood Service and Madeline Pake is a donor. Just 26 years of age, but she's given blood more than 110 times. Goodness me, let's go to Nikki first. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. It's great to be with you.
Lovely to talk to you. We need 25,000 blood donations each week. Does supply meet demand?
Look, it does. We are going well. I think one thing that you may have noticed in the last couple of weeks, we did put out a call for ONA donors, and that's because the winter flu season did hit us hard. But, you know, the great thing about this community in Australia that we're in is that when we do put out the call for donors, people definitely get stuck in and they roll up their sleeves and they join in, which is
wonderful. And I think
it is wonderful. And I think a lot of it, many of us might be surprised to learn that Australia needs a new blood donor every 5 minutes. And I think a lot of us also might be surprised to know that one in three of us will need blood during our lifetime, which is, again, it's a phenomenal amount.
Yes.
But only one in 30 of us donate. So this event is really about highlighting that need for new donors. A new donor every 5 minutes, or 99,000 new donors over the next 12 months. And it's just to encourage people to roll up their sleeves, get stuck in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the event is going to be great. It's going to be a party. There's a great party atmosphere there. So if you want a date night with a difference, 7 p.m. is when we kick off tonight. For some of the late night arrivals, there's donor kebabs instead of the typical milkshake. And then we'll have musicians, we'll have artists, we'll have Matt.
Brilliant.
Yes. To entertain people. And also, Gelato Messina's also come to the party with their absolutely custom flavoured gelato that they've designed for us to get behind this great cause.
Absolutely. Well, look, when you think of a population of 25 million, 100,000 donors is not many at all. And just to remind our listeners, why are we donating blood? Well, 34% of cancer and blood diseases need blood. 19% of causes of anemia need blood. 18% of all surgical patients need blood. 13% of other medical problems need blood. 10% of orthopaedic patients need blood. 4% of obstetric patients need blood. 2% of trauma patients, including road accidents. And blood lasts for only 42 days. So that's why we're on the lookout for more donors. That was Nikki. Now, Madeline, what about this? Madeline's 26. She's donated blood more than 110 times. Madeline, how did you get started on this?
Good morning, Alan. I just wanted to do something, and it's been something I wanted to do since before I turned 16. And it kind of just worked in with, I could work it around my schedule. It was just something fun to do at the start, and now it became a bit of a competition, and now I'm like, want to get to the next milestone.
So how regularly do you donate?
I donate every fortnight, and I donate plasma.
Right. So just tell us exactly what is in the donation process.
In the donation process, you arrive, you're greeted. The staff are all beautiful, let me firstly say that. And then you might proceed to an interview, or in a new donor centre, you do the interview on a little computer thing. And then you sit down with your staff, and they'll take some samples, but first of all, stick a needle in your arm, which isn't scary at all. You don't have to look at it. And they just leave you alone with a milkshake to donate blood. And it, the machine does it all for them. And then at the end of it, you get super duper rewarded with a milkshake and a sausage roll. So why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't
exactly.
you? So it doesn't hurt. It's not uncomfortable.
No, no. And
right.
the staff will do everything they can to make you comfortable.
Right, now listen.
I've been to a number of donor centres around Australia, and they're all wonderful.
Now listen, Madeline. The record is held by James Harrison, dubbed the man with the golden arm, who made close to 1,200 donations of blood plasma over more than 50 years. You're going to knock off the record?
It's a tough one, but I absolutely am aiming to. I mean, if every year I donate every fortnight and I can donate about 26 times a year, then hopefully by the time I'm 50 or something, James will be knocked off the perch.
I tell you what, we are indebted to people like you, Madeline. It's got nothing to do with milkshakes and a sausage roll, I've got to tell you. But just go back to Nikki. So, Nikki, just back to you. Just a quick one on the Bloody Great Friday. Just that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Just tell us simply what it's about.
All right, so Bloody Great Friday, it's there to highlight the need for more blood donors in Australia. We need a new donor every 5 minutes, and so to mark that, we're doing a 24-hour blood drive. So if you're interested, jump online, have a look. If you get an appointment, if your desired appointment's not available, don't be put off. Get one for 2 weeks, 4 weeks.
That's it.
New donor every 5 minutes.
And
go for it.
And if not, Nick, he'll come and belt you up. So there we are. Hey, I'll tell everybody. So don't you worry. Thank you both, Madeline. Thank you, beautiful lady, 26 years of age, and Nikki couldn't have a better ambassador. So there we are. It's a Bloody Great Friday. Launch at 7 o'clock tonight. Sydney, go to the Town Hall Donor Centre, 483 George Street. Brisbane, go to the CBD Donor Centre, 288 Edward Street.